Hi there, this is Ethan with the Deborah Provera Helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Ethan. I have a new claimant on the line, Nakia Adair.
Alrighty, yep. I just received the file, and I'll take it from here. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, Mrs. Nakia, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, my name's Ethan. We are here on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit, helping you get signed up for this. Just to let you know ahead of time, I do apologize for any repetition. Some of these questions may sound familiar, but it does all need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, it should only take about 10 minutes. Now, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then under penalty, Mrs. Nakia, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I would assume you're filing this claim for yourself, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you currently a resident of the United States?
I am.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm doing better.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. Do you remember, was it a meningioma of the brain or on your spine?
It was the brain.
Okay. What was your date of diagnosis?
It was December 15th, 2010.
You said December 13th or 15th?
15th.
15th of 2010.
Correct.
Okay. And what was your method of diagnosis? Did you get a CT scan, an MRI, or was it both?
MRI.
Okay. And what is your birthday?
8/25/1982.
You said 8/25/1982.
Correct.
In addition, Mrs. Nakia, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family members that were also injured by Depo-Provera that could need some help? If not, that's okay.
No, I do not. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. We always like to ask just in case. We try to help as many people as we can. Now, I must also ask you as well, were you consuming the name brand labeled Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember, was it just Depo-Provera? Was it Depo sub-Q Provera? Or was it generic medroxyprogesterone?
It was Depo-Provera.
Okay. Gotcha. And I think you did already confirm. I'm not sure, but did you say you used it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Can you also confirm that within 1 year, you got at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And were you using it between January 1st, 1992 to the present day?
Yes.
Okay. When did you start using Depo-Provera?
Around August of 2004.
Okay. I take it you don't remember the exact day, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to either, of course, so don't worry about that. Do you remember when you stopped using Depo-Provera?
I'll say around November 2010.
You said around November of 2010?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put November 01, 2010 then, and then for your start date, I'll put August 01 of 2004 as your best estimate. And then, Mrs. Nakia, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then the other representative did already send me your first and last name. I have that down here as Nakia, N-E-K-I-A, last name Adair. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
Okay, and that's A-D-A-I-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you also have a middle name?
Yes, Latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Okay, Latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
And your social?
4231300038.
Let me confirm that with you. I heard 4231300038.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for double checking. And then I have your email address down here as Nakia Adair, spelled exactly as your first and last name, at gmail.com.
No, at mail.com. M-A-I-L,
okay.
No Gmail.
Gotcha. Okay, at mail. Gotcha. I'll go ahead and update that real quickly then. Thank you for confirming. Okay. And your phone number is 770-820-9156.
Yes.
Okay, and am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, and Nakia, what is your address?
3240 Wakefield, one word, Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Okay, so I'm just confirming I heard 3240 Wakefield Drive, and that's Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
Yes.
Okay, additionally, is there an apartment or unit number, or is this just a regular home?
It's a home.
Okay, gotcha. And now, Mrs. Nakia, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with your meningioma?
His name was Dr. Murray Robinson.
You said Dr. Maurice Robinson?
Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Okay, Murray. And then Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
It's at Emory, Decatur.
Okay. Emory, Decatur. And that's the one that's on 2701 North Decatur Road? Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Thankfully, Google makes my job so easy so I can just look it up and then copy and paste all of that information. Love it. So wonderful. And now, what doctor was, and actually, sorry, in addition to this, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And now, which doctor treated you for meningioma?
It was Dr. Yvonne Toby, which was the radiation therapy.
Okay. Could you spell his name for me, please?
D-E-V-O-N.
Okay.
And T-O-B-E-Y, last name.
You said C-O-B-E-Y?
T as in Tom.
Okay, gotcha.
B as in boy, yeah.
Okay. Yvonne Toby, T-O-B-E-Y. Gotcha. Was this at the same hospital or was it somewhere else?
Same hospital.
Okay, gotcha. I'll copy and paste that one more time then. And okay, my next question, this is in regards to the doctor that prescribed you your Depo-Provera. Which doctor would this be?
It was Dr. Tyrone Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y.
Okay, and then Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E. And you said Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, correct?
You got it.
Okay. And what hospital or facility was this at?
The same hospital.
Okay. Gotcha. Emory, Decatur. And then, so I would assume then the pharmacy would be the same hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just need to pull that information one more time then, and then punch it all in here one last time. Perfect. Super easy. Do appreciate that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're actually almost done here. That was pretty quick. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of your medical records that would show your diagnosis or your treatment?
I don't have it on hand. I could probably request it.
Yeah, most definitely. Most likely you won't have to because our attorney partners can pull that information on your behalf. But if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And then lastly, all I need to do is I just need to ask you for an emergency contact, Mrs. Nakia. This is just someone we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yeah, let me find something. I don't know the number of our heart, so let me look at my contact one second.
Okay, no worries. You take your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready? 678.
I'm ready, yes.
678.
Okay.
724.
Okay.
3642.
Okay. Just going to confirm that with you. You said 678-724-3642.
Yes.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
A friend.
Okay. And what's their name?
First name is S-A-M-I.
Okay.
Last name is Johnson.
Okay. Johnson as J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Johnson, yes.
Okay, and you said first name Sammy, S-A-M-I.
Correct.
Okay, do you happen to know their email address and their contact address? If not, that's okay. Don't worry.
No, I do not. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. Now, we're almost done here. Again, lastly, so that's all the questions I had for you. Now, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is basically just a quick checklist to make sure that all the information we've discussed is correct. So I'll list off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So we did, of course, confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use the injection for at least 1 year, and also during 1 year, you also got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera, and you were receiving these shots after January 1st, 1992.
Yeah, everything is good.
Okay, perfect. Now, lastly, what I'll do is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute or two of your time. Before I get those to you, though, I'm going to send them to myself first just so I can check the drafts and make sure that I didn't maybe type your information wrong or spell something wrong, so that way I don't have to bother you again and we can get this done right the first time. Yeah, so give me just a moment. I'm going to pull this up for myself, and I'm going to read off a few items of your personal information just so I can double check with you.
Okay.
So I see your address here. That's 3240 Wakefield, and that's Decatur 30034. And then your email address, that's nakiaadair@mail.com, not Gmail.
You got it.
Okay. You were born on August 25th of 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And your social is 4231300038.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily. It's going to contain a link to DocuSign. That's going to allow you to digitally sign these documents, which firstly, of course, states that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
One second, let me open it.
It should be a text message. It should say my name, Ethan, and it should also contain a DocuSign link. Okay. Yeah. Were you able to find it, or are you going through it right now?
Yeah, I'm going through it right now.
Okay, perfect. It's pretty easy. All the fields that you need to sign should be highlighted in yellow. I'll just let you know to pay attention, because for some fields, it'll ask you only for initials. Other fields, it'll ask you for full signature, so just make sure you're looking for that. And then once you're finished, just let me know so I can check it and make sure it gets processed correctly.
Is this all parties have signed?
Okay. Just a moment. Yep, I just received it on my end. I see your name here. Let me open that up on my end here and see. Okay, I see your signature. That looks good. And I see your initials. That looks good as well. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was very easy. Thank you so much for your time, Nakia. That's all I needed from you today. So I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next few days. Usually they take maybe about a week or so. They're just going to call you one more time to verify your personal information. It's very important that you answer that call because then and only then can they actually start working on your case, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Before you go, I'll also send you a text message from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information and you can reach out via call or text at any time in the future if you ever have questions or concerns, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in a few minutes here, I'll also make sure I send you an email with my contact card and my company card as well.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, you got everything. Thank you so much.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, you're free to go then. I do wish you all the best, Nakia, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, same. Merry Christmas.
I do appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Bye.